Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, Nation. Okay, the NBA today will have a trade deadline special Thursday from noon to 3 Texas time. And that's going to be on ESPN, then continuing on ESPN2. And our next guest, ESPN NBA reporter Nick Friedel, who covered the Kyrie with the Nets, will be a part of that coverage on Thursday. And he joins us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Nick. How the heck are you?
It has been quite the 24-hour stretch, guys, in a year full of Kyrie intrigue almost every single day. So if I learn anything being around Kyrie, it's that you expect the unexpected at all times.
Why do you sound so happy?
you sound like my boy Tim McMahon.
You sound elated. Yeah, it sounded like you just dumped all your burdens on McMahon.
Yeah, McMahon knows what he's getting into, and he is not a happy camper. I mean, he's usually not a happy camper unless he's with Maria, but yeah. He is really not a happy camper now.
What are the chances Kyrie plays good basketball for the Mavs over, like, the next 5 months, do you think?
Very good. I think he knows what's at stake here. He knew coming off that suspension when he returned that he couldn't be a distraction off the floor. And to Kyrie's credit, prior to a couple days ago, he delivered. I mean, he is still an incredible player. He is a very, very talented guard offensively, the likes of which we really haven't seen much in this era. The guy's going to the Hall of Fame. The issue with Kyrie, guys, when you get into the Kyrie business, you know two things for sure. One, he's going to produce on the floor. And there are going to be nights you're like, I can't believe he just did that. That was unbelievable. And two, there's drama. There's always drama. In the moment right now for Dallas, I would soak in whatever happens over these next couple months. Because as history has shown us, the longer Kyrie stays in one place, the more the drama builds up. So that part is not going to change. But as far as Mark Cuban is concerned, it feels like the juice was worth the squeeze in this case, because you have to hope that he can push Luka and the rest of that group to a different level, and that is the risk that you've got to take when you take this kind of swing.
And I am excited short term. I just wonder, like, when you guys say he'll be the best version of himself, but he also just demanded a trade in this same time period where he needs to be the best version of himself to increase his value, right?
Oh, yeah, that's part of the experience. get ready.
Okay, all right.
And just when you think that things are going good, that's when you should really be prepared for things to start to slide off track. But when you think things are all the way off track, that's when he pulls you back in, and he'll drop 35 on somebody, and you think, oh, here we go. You know, they're rolling. So it's the most fascinating character Kyrie is that I've covered in my 15 years covering the league. But for all the good things that he brings, having watched the way that this net situation has imploded and knowing that Kyrie is at the center of so many things that have burst within this group over the last few years, I was surprised that Cuban made the move that he did here.
Well, Nick, you covered Kyrie, obviously, with his buddy in Kevin Durant. How do you think that the fit will be with him and now Luka?
Great players always find a way with other great players. They know, and I'd say this about Kevin and Kyrie, they knew that they could trust one another on the floor. Late in games for the Nets this year, It was Kevin came down the floor and he took a shot. And then the next time down, Kyrie took a shot. And when they were looking for each other, when things got really rough and the game was close, they were really only passing to each other. So I think from an offensive standpoint, it will work because those two are great players, future Hall of Fame players who will find a way to make it happen. Having said that, and it is a big but here, I don't know who the hell plays defense on that Mavericks team, especially when you trade away Dorian Finney-Smith and what he provides on the wing. So for as much hope as Kyrie brings in excitement, understandably from the fan base, you're supposed to build teams to win titles. And I don't see with the construction, unless they make another move here in the next few days, how anybody could realistically believe that this Mavs team will be able to play defense at a high enough level for this to ultimately pay off. But that's why they play, and we're going to find out here in the next few months. But that, to me, it's not so much the fit with Luka. That will take some time, and there will be some growing pains. It's who is going to defend night after night in those postseason games.
Nick, what did Jacque Vaughn do to kind of keep this thing on track? It started off so poorly for the Nets, and then Jacque came in, had the interim tag, got the, you know, became the head coach there. What was he able to do? Is there any insight you can give us on that?
I think the biggest key is that Jacque had been here for multiple years and had built up his own relationships with the players. So once he took over for Nash, there was a feeling from the players that, hey, we can't let this guy down. He's poured everything he has into this team and into us. There was a respect there all along. But for as much credit as Jacque deserves, and guys, he's the one that when things were rolling said, hey, you don't need to come to shoot arounds. You don't have to show up for practices every day if you don't want to. I want you to focus on the 30 or 35 minutes you're playing night to night. And that was specifically geared to Kevin and Kyrie, of course. What I would tell you is Jacque deserves a bunch of credit for getting them back on track. At the same time, Kevin and Kyrie are always going to be the ones who set the tone for themselves and everybody else. And I know that Kyrie coming back off that suspension in November was thinking, hey, not only do I have to show the rest of the league I can still play at a high level, but I have to show the rest of the league that I can abide by the rules that my team has in place because I want that next contract. So there are a lot of different layers there, as there always are when you add superstars to the mix. But to me, it's much more about what Kevin and Kyrie did when they looked in the mirror than what Jacque or anybody else in the organization might have said or did in the meantime.
How important is the Nico Harrison-Jason Kidd relationship that he's already got in terms of Kyrie and those guys?
I think it's really important. But I tell you this, guys, we hear this at every stage. Like, oh, man, Kyrie's so excited to be in fill-in-the-blank place. And over time, the relationships deteriorate. What did we keep hearing last summer? Oh, man, Kevin and Kyrie, they can't do anything without one another. That bond is too strong. Well, Kevin asked for a trade in last summer, and now Kyrie asked for and got a trade in the moment. So those narratives are all cool, and I don't doubt that Nico Harrison and Kidd have a relationship with Kyrie that they think will help make this all work. That's great now. I'd say talk to me in a year or so if he's still on this team, and let me know how everything is going, because there are going to be plenty of people in Brooklyn, there are going to be plenty of people in Boston, and there are plenty of people in Cleveland still who say, just give it time, set your watch. It's only a matter of time before everything starts to disintegrate.
ESPN's Nick Friedel, thank you so much for your time and insight, sir. Have a great week.
All right, you got it. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, sir. All right, it is time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's L.A.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
Hope everybody had a great, fantastic weekend and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It was good.
My Saturday was a little too busy.
A lot going on, man.
A lot going on,
Fanboy got wild.
Yeah.
Weather came around yesterday, though. We were outside. We were hooping in the driveway again.
It did.
48 hours after a winter freeze.
It was unreal.
It was fun.
You were hooping in the driveway?
Yeah, I was hooping. Yeah.
Well, who was your competition?
Well,
I just want to know how serious he got, because you're a man of a certain age.
I'm playing the part of an oversized sixth grader.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want your ACL to snap like a breadstick.
It might. I was on skates a couple of times last night.
I know.
I'm hoping that's the worst it gets.
I know. Like your mind be like, oh, do this. Body say, oh.
One out of every 10 reps, it feels amazing.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. Our winner from last time is a woman who wants this man to stop trying to holler at her girlfriend. So she went to the man to man, to talk about it.
Why would you keep texting her? What's that about, bro?
It's nothing. After you told me that was your shorty, I fell back. It was that simple.
No, it's not. Clearly, it's not, bro. I came to you man-to-man. Like I'm coming to you now. I came to you man-to-man, letting you know what the situation was. And I go through a phone. What's the deal? What about that? Don't you understand, bro?
Man-to-man.
Hey, man, look at me when I'm talking to you, man.
Man, listen to this. I respect y'all relationship, and I'm going to leave it at that. The whole thing was, when I seen her, I didn't know she was with you.
She don't even mess with dudes, so what you pressing her for, man?
What do you mean? She had a dress on. You said you talking to man, now I'm confused.
You're being funny. There's a lot going on that one. There's a lot going on.
You're being funny, bro.
Fascinating.
She was talking tough, too. Listen to me when I talk to you. Yeah. Listen to me when I talk to you. All right, let's see. We got a pastor. Yesterday was church day, folks. We got a pastor who says if his wife finds a better man than him, then we should both date him.
That we leave each other. And I told my wife, wherever you go, I'm going. Because if you can find a man who can treat you better than I treat you, then we all need to be living together. Hallelujah. So we're going to get three beds in that bad boy. Because I'm going to be right there, up, itching. If he can treat you better, we all need to be with him. I ain't get too many amens on that. I got 3 minutes, y'all.
I got 3 minutes. Yeah. Y'all ain't feeling this. Yeah. Make sure you tip your ushers.
Yeah. I heard a couple polite claps like,
Okay, pass. Good job.
Yeah, wrap it up. Okay, on the next one.
Pastor must be tired, Lord. Let's see here. Oh, shout out to Little Red Mumford. Send me this right here. Seahawks kicker Jason Myers, you know, the Pro Bowl situation, the skills competition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were doing like target practice with punting.
Uh-huh.
But Myers was just like way off. It was just to the left, one to the right. So here goes RG3 taking shots.
Myers now here for the NFC.
All right, come on, kick. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Is that Brett Maher?
Say, bro.
What?
Say, bro. I'm sorry. My bad.
Today, too
How about them Cowboys?
Too soon.
My bad.
That's too soon.
Way too soon.
Wow.
My man can sit at the house, you know. I don't see what the Pro Bowl talking about today. Yeah. Random shots of him.
We were all cracking the same jokes, and we were missing our PATs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Fan bowl.
The Maharati got us.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, honey, I think I'm finally over the missed field extra points. It's time to turn on the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I can sit back and relax with the family.
Oh. That's not Brett Maher.
Nah, you got to hang out in Iceland for a while.
Yeah.
Let it blow over. Let's see what else I got for you boys. Oh, this is for Broadus. You ever heard of Cooking with Cajun?
Cooking with Cajun?
A little cooking show.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little cooking show right there. Some Cajun boys talking about cooking right here. They're cooking red beans and rice.
Okay.
With ham hocks.
They need them.
Some smoked turkey. Okay. And there's something else, a very special ingredient you have to have. Listen to this.
What we cook today. Well, I'm going to be honest. About 5 o'clock, we were laying in bed this morning. My wife said, you know what I really want today? It's some red beans and rice with ham hock and smoked sausage. Just like this. A little bit of hot sauce. And there ain't even one thing that goes good with this. And I don't care where you're from or what you got going on. Red beans and rice, you got to have that motherfucking cornbread. Red beans and rice, hot sauce, smoked sausage, ham hock, and motherfucking cornbread?
Yeah.
Bro.
That's a good one. Bro, he's not wrong.
Man.
He's not
wrong. Cajun Cooker sold me there at the end. Might get a sub from me.
Make it taste more better.
Is it the Cajun Cookers? Is it RG3 taking shots at Jason Myers? And Brett Fire, Brett. Oh, Brett Maher. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't say the V. I didn't say the V part. Brett Fire. That's all I said. Brett Fire. We're good. Preacher man having a rough day.
Oh crap.
What's wrong?
Oh, you got another one?
I did. I forgot to label it. Hold on, man. Shoot.
Hit it.
Hit it.
I love a good late addition. Watch me vote for it, dog.
Yeah. All right. Sean was struggling with something right here.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Sean Sharif.
I love watching the virginity being taken of the young guys.
Mark.
Don't mark that.
Taking it all.
Don't know. I meant like radio new
young guys.
Honestly, don't use that. That's like.
Please use it.
That's like Chris Hansen. Born No.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you got to explain that, man. You can't play around.
Wow,
that is fantastic. Well, I will say we do perform better when we have an audience. Well, Chuck,
it's very true. We'll text Sean our room number when we land later tonight. He can come by.
Y'all still keep in touch with the virginity people? You guys, Facebook or something? Give them a like every once in a while. Do you see them?
Oh yeah,
mine is still hanging around, bro. I appreciate it. At least I'm not like a bad person in her life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look how y'all looking at me. Screw
great
y'all.
Great memories, bro. They had great memories.
Yeah, you know.
Right, I'm with you. Man. I think it's adorable.
You
look
cute.
You're blushing
right
now. I
said too much on the microphone.
I recently found out my parents have started watching the show again, which I think is a good sign, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, they really like you guys. Okay? You got a big thumbs up from Cole and Linda.
Yes!
Love you, Cole and Linda.
So I might be a little less of an oversharer here as we move into the future.
Okay.
Is it Sean was struggling? Is it discussions between a stud and a possible side man? Is it the preacher man? Is it RG3? Is it the Cajun Cookers? I don't know. Chief, you start the voting.
Sharif.
Lucius.
The Cajun Cookers.
We're tied at one, Woolchuck.
Virginity.
Brian?
Cajun Cookers.
Oh, my goodness. We're tied at two. Is it the Cajun Cookers or is it Sean was struggling? You know what? You guys decide. I'll go ahead and vote for RG3, creating a two-way tie at two, the Cajun Cookers or Sharif. Jump on to @GBagNation's Twitter account. We'll create an Insta poll. You can vote on this while we're at break, and then we're coming back with Krusty's Corner, sir. Where is the subject matter today?
Yeah, could Kellen Moore take these three Cowboys?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.